Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build Hot Pants Amen Validation Humanize Formula with Modern Punch and Vintage Soul in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate drum design approach, so the goal is not just to make a break sound harder, the goal is to make it feel like a performance. You want that classic jungle and DNB human swing, but you also want the kind of tight, club-ready impact that works in a modern mix. So think of this as a drum identity lesson. We're building a loop that can carry a drop, support a bass line, and still feel alive over a longer arrangement. First, set your project to 174 BPM. That's a very natural home for this style. Then bring in a reference track if you can, something with an organic break feel, maybe Rollers, Jungle Tech, or darker soulful DNB. Keep that reference at a sensible level, around -10 to -12 dB, just so you can compare groove, brightness, and punch without getting fooled by loudness. For this lesson, use a Hot Pants style break or break with a similar swing and attitude. If you've got a full loop, great. If not, grab a clean break and slice it down so you can work with the individual hits. Now drag the break into Ableton and slice it to a new MIDI track using transient slicing. That's important, because transient slicing preserves the natural timing and feel of the original performance. Once it's on the drum rack, listen through the slices and identify the key material. You're looking for the strongest kick hits, the main snare, any usable ghost notes or soft taps, some hat fragments, and maybe a few interesting little top-end noises. Don't keep everything. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. A good validation is not about using every slice in the sample. It's about choosing the hits that define the groove and leaving room for motion. Organize the slices in a way that makes sense to you. Put kick-focused hits together, snare and ghost hits together, and tops and shuffles together. This will make your programming a lot faster, and more importantly, it makes the phrase feel like a drummer is moving around the kit instead of a loop just repeating. Now start with the core one-bar phrase. Build the backbone first. Kick and snare. In DNB, the snare is usually the anchor. It gives the listener the sense of where the room is. The kick gives the forward motion. So get the main backbeat feeling in place before you start adding decoration. A solid starting point is a strong snare on the main backbeat, a kick leading into it, another kick or ghost hit after it, and a few shuffle fragments around the offbeats. Keep your velocities intentional. Your main snare should be strong, somewhere around 110 to 127. Ghost notes can live much lower, around 35 to 75. Kick accents should land in the 90 to 120 range depending on the sample. At this stage, resist the urge to overcomplicate it. If the groove feels busy but weak, remove a kick or a hat before you reach for more processing. In this style, clarity usually beats density. To humanize the feel, add a little groove from Ableton's groove pool. You don't want a giant swing here. You want a subtle push, something like MPC-style timing with maybe 10 to 20% timing, a little random, and a small velocity nudge. Keep it restrained. The point is to breathe, not to wobble around. Now here's where the Hot Pants variation comes alive, the little answers between the main hits. This style works because of tiny call and response moments. So instead of looping the exact same bar 4 times, introduce small changes every 2 bars. For example, in bar 2, move one ghost snare a little earlier. Remove one hat slice. Add a short kick pickup before bar 3. Swap one top hit for a softer slice. Those little decisions make the drum loop feel like a player, not a grid. A simple way to think about the 4 bars is this. Bar 1 establishes the groove, bar 2 adds a syncopated surprise, bar 3 repeats the core, but changes the tail, and bar 4 gives you a fill or pickup into the next section. That pattern gives you familiarity and variation at the same time, which is exactly what you want in DNB. If you need a fill, keep it small and musical. A double ghost snare before the reset can work really well. A short hat burst with reduced velocity can work too. Or you can create a one beat gap before the loop restarts. Sometimes subtraction is more powerful than adding more hits. Now let's shape the sound. Route your break track, or the whole drum rack, into a drum bus. On that bus, start with drum bus. You don't need to slam it, just enough drive to make the loop feel more urgent. A little crunch, careful boom, and a bit of transient emphasis can go a long way. After drum bus, add saturator for tone. Use a modest amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. Trim the output so you're comparing fairly. Then use EQ8 to clean up the loop. High pass any rumble you don't need. If the break is cloudy in the low mids, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more snap, a subtle presence lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help. The key here is not to overbrighten the whole thing. For darker DNB, The punch should come from transient control and clipping, not from just making everything sharper and harsher. Now let's humanize with intention. Don't randomize everything. That's a fast way to lose character. Instead, choose a few moments to drift. Maybe offset a ghost note by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Maybe nudge a pickup hit slightly early. Maybe soften repeated hats by lowering the velocity a bit each time. Small changes like that give you that slightly unpredictable drummer feel. Once you're happy with the MIDI, bounce the loop to audio and resample it. This is where the vintage soul comes through. Audio printing gives the groove a more cohesive feel, and it opens the door for subtle texture moves. You can reverse a tiny snare tail, use Beats Warp mode if you need to tighten timing, or just leave the audio as it is if the feel is already locked in. If you want extra character, duplicate the audio track and process the copy lightly. A touch of redux can add grit. Vinyl distortion can add age. A short echo can give the tails some space. Blend that dirty layer underneath the clean one. That contrast between dry and dirty is a huge part of this sound. Keep the main backbone fairly clean, and let the tops or fills carry the grime. If the break has soul but not enough slam, layer a modern transient shell underneath it. You can use a kick sample in Simpler, or a snare reinforcement layer in Drum Rack. Keep it minimal. The kick layer should reinforce the punch, not become a second bassline. The snare layer should add crack, not smear the transient. Then glue the whole thing together with a light glue compressor on the drum bus. Small amounts of gain reduction, a moderate attack, and a sensible release are enough. You're aiming for that one kit feeling, where everything sounds like it belongs together, but the groove still breathes. Now check the bass pocket. This is crucial in DNB. Your drum loop has to leave room for the sub, the reese, the growl, whatever bass line you're pairing it with. Clean out unnecessary sub rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. Watch for low mid buildup around 120 to 250 Hz. And keep an eye on any harsh snare resonance around 6 to 9 kHz if it clashes with the bass texture. Always check the loop in mono. If the core hits fall apart in mono, the groove probably depends too much on stereo tricks. Keep the kick and snare centered. Use width only for top percussion or ambience. That will help the loop translate on club systems and smaller speakers too. Now let's turn the loop into arrangement material. A good DNB drum part is not just a loop. It tells a story. Use automation to create that story. You can open up the drum bus drive a bit going into the drop. You can push saturator slightly in the last bar before a switch. You can filter the intro so the break feels teased rather than fully revealed. And you can add a touch of reverb to specific fill hits for a bigger transition moment. A strong arrangement shape might be a filtered break teaser for the intro, a full drum reveal for the drop, a snare fill and break cut before a transition, and then a short impact or drum stop before the next section. That kind of phrasing works really well in DNB, because it gives both DJs and listeners a clear sense of movement. Before you finish, make three versions of the loop. Make a main version with a full variation. Make a stripped version with fewer ghost notes for bass-heavy sections. And make a fill version with extra pickups for transitions. Consolidate them to audio and name them clearly so you can grab them fast when you're arranging. This workflow matters. The best producers don't just create one cool loop. They create a system of usable parts. A few final teacher-style reminders. Think in energy arcs, not just hits. A great Hot Pants Amen hybrid feels like it's breathing over four bars. Don't confuse movement with complexity. Sometimes a loop gets better when you remove something. Protect one anchor hit, usually a key snare or a kick, and let that define the loop's identity. Humanize with intention, not all at once. And always ask yourself if the groove still works at low volume. If it disappears when you turn it down, it probably relies too much on brightness or distortion. If you want to push it darker, try light clipping instead of heavy compression. Use a parallel dirty layer instead of overprocessing the main loop. Add a tiny pre-snare ghost hit if the groove feels too clean. And if you want more jungle soul, let one or two old-school slices breathe a little longer. That little bit of space can make the whole loop feel more authentic. So the big takeaway is this. The Hot Pants Amen Variation Humanize formula is about turning a classic break into a controlled, human, modern DNB drum identity. Slice with intention. Keep the ghost notes alive. Shape the punch with Ableton's stock tools. Protect the mono core. Leave room for bass. And build variations that work in an arrangement, not just as a four-bar loop. If you get that balance right, you end up with drums that have vintage soul, modern impact, and enough groove to carry a full track. That's the sweet spot. That's the sound.